This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. Brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the sixth lecture of the series 100 Benefits from Surah Yusuf. And today, inshallah, we are at number 28. Benefit number 28. And the verse that we're dealing with is a very interesting verse that a lot of misconceptions and a lot of Israelites got into that verse, that a lot of Muslims are sometimes confused about it. And hopefully, inshallah, with the will and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be able to explain that verse today and shed light on some of these misconceptions. The verse is وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرَّأَى بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ كَذَلِكَ لنصرف عنه السوء والفحشاء إنه من عبادنا المخلصين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, right after the scene when the wife of Al-Aziz, where Yusuf alayhi salam is living as a slave, she basically beautified herself and she locked so many doors. There is an account there that we don't believe it, we don't belie it, 7 doors. And she openly invited him to commit adultery. قالت هيت لك beautiful for you. Come. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam immediately he said, قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ I seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to commit such a sin. إِنَّهُ رَبِّي أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been taking a very good care of me. And he has placed me in the house of your husband, who is also taking a good care of me. As soon as he purchased me and he brought me from the market, he actually said to you, أكرمي مثواه, treat him well. So I will not reward him by committing such a sin with his wife. And then at the end, he made that beautiful statement, basically, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الظَّالِمُونَ And in any rate, committing adultery is committing injustice to myself, to my master, basically my honor, the owner, in this case, Al-Aziz, and this is something that I should not do. Then comes after this verse, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ Alright, that verse, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا Now a lot of the books of tafsir, well, we know what she wanted from him. But here is where a lot of Israelites came into the picture and they started saying, you know what, Yusuf also wanted the same thing from her. And he actually sat in front of her and has it been for that? So inshallah, let's explain this. Let's clean this out tonight. Benefit number 28 tonight is, what was the ham of the wife of Al-Aziz? Let's explain this. First of all, what is the definition of Al-Ham? يعني الهم. اسمع إلى هذا الحديث. Listen to this hadith and it will explain this to you. حديث عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما في الصحيحين. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن رب العزة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ ثُمَّ بَيَّنَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote down good deeds and bad deeds, then he explained this. فَمَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةِ. Oh, the verb, right? هَمَّ. Huh? فَمَنْ هَمَّ. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ. So the verb. Whoever intends to do a hasana, just for the intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write a hasana for you, a good deed for you. Just for the intention. You sit like this, I want to give $100. Ham. Oh. But be truthful about it. You get a hasan. What happened if you do it? Then it's multiplied to 10 times. And then it will go up to what? 700. Wallahu yudaif. And Allah can give more based on your sincerity. This is once it comes to what? The good deed. So man hamma bihasana, if you intend to do a good deed, just for the intention, which is the act of what? Ilham amal ilayh. Ilqalb. The act of the heart. You get a good deed. Now if you confirm this with the limbs, you go and actually do it with your limbs, then you get 10 up to 700, and you can get more. طب, what about a bad deed? وَمَنْ هَمَّ, again, بِسَيِّئَة. And if you intend to do a bad deed, and then you did not do it, then we ask this question, why didn't you do it? Because after you intended to commit that sin, you were reminded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you decided to quit, then that intention will be written a good deed. But if you left it because you were not able to do it, then it's written what? A bad deed, even if you did not do it. Shall I explain this again? ما هو ومن هم بسيئة ولم يعملها. And if you intend to do a bad deed and you did not do it, why you did not do it? The wording of this hadith with Abi Hurairah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you left that bad deed for Allah, will command the angels to write a good deed for you, and Allah will say, tarakaha min jarra'i. He left that bad deed because of me. But if you left the bad deed because you're unable to, it's written what? a bad deed. Here's a good scenario. He decided to go and rob the Wells Fargo. Something that he should not do. That's what? So far is what? Ham. Intention. Intention. Then you came and you're already planning. One of you already sitting here planning tomorrow. Inshallah, he's doing it. And then he heard the sheikh, yani sariqa, theft and haram, you know, a major sin. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. That intention will be written a good deed because he left it for what? But tomorrow you went to the bank and you found what? The cups are all over the place. Man, it's not going to work today. You're still going to get a bad deed. It's so important, that stuff. So, look at this. You know the story, إِنَّ بَلَوْنَاهُمْ كَمَا بَلَوْنَا أَصْحَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. You know the story of the people of the garden? Huh? في سورة النون, سورة القلم. These three brothers, their father was so giving. He loves to give for Allah. As he harvests his garden, he would share third of his garden with the poor and the masakeen. He died. The sons said what? Our father is what? There is something wrong with him. Tomorrow we're going to go harvest early in the morning and no miskeen will be even allowed to what? To enter. أَلَّا يَدْخُلَنَّهَا الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكُمْ. That's still so far as what? So far as what? Intention. But in the morning, وَغَدَوْا فَتَنَادَوْا مُصْبِحِينَ أَلَّا يَدْخُلَنَّهَا الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِسْكِينَ وَغَدَوْا عَلَى حَرْدٍ قَادِرِينَ. Come on, let's do this. No masakeen. Let's go harvest quickly before they wake up. We're not going to give any charity today. But did they actually do it? Did they do it? As soon as they arrived, Allah punished them based on what? They found the garden what? Gone. They did not actually deprive the masakeen yet. I mean, the garden was gone at night already. But they got punished based on what? Based on the intention. Because what was between them and execution? What? What? Just them getting to the garden. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not enable them. The same exact thing, hadith Abi Bakr of Sahihayn or Sahih Bukhari. شوف إذا التقى المسلمان بسيفيهما فالقاتل والمقتول في النار. If two Muslims meet with two swords fighting one another, the killer and the killed are in the hellfire. الصحابة قالوا يا رسول الله طب القاتل هذا القاتل he killed فما بال المقتول. Why the killed is in the hellfire? Why? كان حريصا مش trying ده كان حريصا he was keen. If he had a chance to kill his brother, he would have done it or what? That is why he got punished according to what? His intention. يعني هناك حديث, يعني and I don't want to drag this long, but I just want you to get the concept. حديث أبي كبش الأنماري quickly. إنما الدنيا لأربعة نفر. Beautiful hadith that explains that concept. There are four kinds of people in this dunya. You're one of them, by the way. You belong to one of these kinds. You figure out which one. Number one, رجل أمان آتاه الله مالا وعلما ومالا. The first kind, someone whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given him knowledge the knowledge of the deen, the Quran and the sunnah, and money, wealth. So what does he do? Because of the knowledge that he has, he basically يَتَّقِي فِيهِ رَبَّهِ وَيَصِلُ فِيهِ رَحِمَهِ وَيَعْرِفُ لِلَّهِ فِيهِ حَقَّهِ. Because of the knowledge, he upholds his family ties. He goes to his brother and he gives him sadaqah to his family members, and then he pays the zakah. He spends it in the cause of Allah. He knows that whatever you spend in this dunya, you're going to have it in the hereafter. He's what? Spending his money what? For what? He knows that this is not his money. He's entrusted with this money and he's just dispersing it for the sake of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, he has the highest rank. This is the best person who exists in this dunya. Someone whom Allah given money and knowledge. And this is kama fi hadith ibn Mas'ud, la hasada illa. This is the person that you need to what? Ghibta. That you need to wish to be like him. But look at the second type. Look at the second. Wa'abdin aw rajulin. Allah given him knowledge, but he did not give him money. But he has a sincere intention. He says what? If I have wealth, I will do like this person. فَهُمَا فِي الْأَجْرِ سَوَى. He will get the reward of the first type. Because of what? His intention. هُوَ مَا أَنْفَقْ. He did not spend. But he had what? Sincere what? نِيَة صَادِقَة. Because of his sincere, truthful intention, which Allah knows, he will reach the status, the rank of number one. Look at number three. وَعَبْدٍ أَوْ رَجُلٍ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا وَلَمْ يُؤْتِهِ عِلْمًا. Allah giving him money, جاهل, بس إيه معاه إيه فلوس. الأولاني عالم غني, a knowledgeable rich person. التاني عالم فقير, a poor knowledgeable person. The third one is what? A wealthy ignorant person. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فهو يخبط في مال, يخبط. He is spending it aimlessly. I read this true story that one of the people from the Gulf, and nothing personal with the Gulf people, okay, they are all good. He went to England. One of these oil people, you know, a lot of money. So he sitting in the light, you know, the traffic light, and he had one of these cars that, you know, it has a sunroof, and just came into his mind, he just wanted to see the Brits humiliated. Yani he wanted to humiliate the British people. So he had a whole chunk of money in his car. He just went from the sunroof and he did like this. So the person, why are you doing this? So the people came out of the car and everybody what? Sterling, picked up what? So they're asked, why did you do this? I just wanted to see the Brits, humiliated. How do you give me a break, humiliated? What humiliated? هذا هو الايه؟ يخبط, هذا يخبط في مالي. يسأل عنه يوم القيامة. جاهل, ignorant. That's how he spends his money. This is the worst of people. Look at the first, and this is the type of who? قارون. قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي. قارون, هذا the style of قارون. Look at the fourth type. ورجل آتاه لم يؤته الله علما ولا مالا. هذا أبيض بقى. No knowledge, no what? No money. But he looks at the ignorant rich man. زي الناس بتاع قوم موسى, إن قوم قارون قالوا يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون إنه لذو حظ عظيم. We wish that we have what قارون has. So here he is, he's wishing to be like this ignorant rich person. Guess what? He is the same like him. Because of his intention. هذا هو الموضوع. Let's apply this to امرأة العزيز. Look, you will find a lot of English meaning to that verse, and here is the best. And I kept searching in the books, the English version or the English meanings of the Quran, and this is the best. And she, you see that the explanation of in English, the translation. How do you translate that in English? وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ. Here it is, the best. And she certainly was determined to seduce him. So she had a firm what? Intention. She confirmed this by doing the followings. Locking the doors, calling upon him, beautifying herself. So she is sinful. What was between her and fulfilling her desire? What came? His what? His what? His refusal. Yani, if he would have said yes, she would have what? She would have got it. But قال معاذ الله. He said what? معاذ الله إنه ربي أحسن مثواي إنه لا يفلح الظالمون. And she admitted this herself twice. She said, الآن حصحص الحق أنا. I seduced him. And she said also to the women, ولقد راودته عن نفسه فاستعصم. So this is once it comes to the wife of who? Al-Aziz. But what about Yusuf? وَهَمَّ بِهَا. What about the hamm of Yusuf? Let's explain this. And that's benefit number 29. Of course, if you open any book of tafsir, you will find a lot of Israelites in this issue. هَمَّ بِهَا. He sat in front of her. And he's about to do it. And then he saw his father, يعقوب, Jacob, عاضا على يده, like this. ده يا رجل, I mean, the أي فاسق, if you see a person looking at you, you cannot do it. يعني when, يعني, any person in that scene, and if, that's why you hide away. يشوف أبوه. مشكلة هذه. يعني, it doesn't even make any sense. So, here is what the scholars have said and mentioned regarding the hamm of Yusuf. Because Allah said what? Wahamma. And he did hamm too. He did hamm. Let's explain this. The first view, which is the weakest, أنه هم بالخاطر. He got the thought of it. Of course, a young man, by all the sudden, finds himself in front of that beautiful woman. She is the mistress, alone in the room. He thought of it, hamm. But then he did what? He was reminded with what? He was reminded with what? With who? Then he ran away. So the hadith that we talked about earlier applies to him or not? That he wanted or he thought about it, and then he was reminded with Allah, and he said, "Ma'ad Allah, innahu Rabbi ahsana mathwai, innahu la yuflihu al-zalimun." I'm not going to do it, and he left. So actually, for that thought, he gets a hasana. وهذا لا ينافي العصمة باتفاق. Because you see, there is another argument here. If he did not think about it, then the people will say, well, you know, maybe he has nothing to do with women. So the fact that he had the thought, that is why the scholars who interpreted the hamm of Yusuf in this manner, they wanted to prove that he has the desire. He is the, I mean, he's a man. He's a full man. He did not do this out of weakness, that he is not interested or something. But again, this is the weakest of all the views. وانا حقيقة يعني هذا القول لا نقبله حتى على يوسف لا نقبله. Here is the most authentic, and this is the view of the majority of the scholars regarding this issue. أن في الجملة تأخير وتقديم. In the verse, there is what? You have to reshuffle it. Here it is. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ. She certainly was determined to seduce and have him committing adultery with her. Here it is. Instead of saying وَهَمَّ بِهَا, and he did the same, you say what? لَوْلَا أَرَّأَ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ لَهَمَّ بِهَا. وهذا هو القول الصحيح في هذه القضية. Has it been that he saw the proof of his Lord, he would have what? Inclined to her. طيب ما هو الدليل على هذا القضية؟ ما هو لابد من دليل. What is the evidence for this? When the mother of Musa was commanded to throw Musa in the river, in the Nile, and he was picked up by the Pharaoh and his gang. The mother of Musa, by the way, kept following the basket. And she was so concerned about her son. Allah told her, don't worry. But yet, she's a human being. وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا. فَارِغًا. The heart of the mother of Musa became what? Empty. يعني she's about what? She's about to say, this is my son. لولا أن ربطنا على قلبها. Has it been that we what? We granted her what? Steadfastness. Did the mother of Musa disclose that this is my son? Did she? No, she did not. في القصة نعرف هذا. The same exact thing. Yusuf عليه السلام saw something, saw a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He saw a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and immediately that sign became between him and thinking about it. Thinking about it. وهذا هو أصح الأقوال. هناك قول ثالث يعني وقول ضعيف, a third view, which is the weakest of them, which is what is meant by الهم here is الضرب, beating up. Of course, it's so humiliating for a woman to begin with to ask a man to do that thing and then he says no. I mean, it's humiliating because by default the woman should be the one who is what? Who's asked? But a woman asking for it is humiliating. Add to this, she is the mistress. He's a slave. She's in control. And then she tells him, hit to lek. Come on, I'm ready. I'm making myself beautiful for you. And then he refuses. So the scholar said that then she beat him up. She started beating him up. And he beat her up in her way, in his way, what? Running away from her. واستبق الباب. يعني وهذا قول يعني ضعيف. Either or, brothers and sisters in Islam. All the witnesses on this case. All the witnesses. And there are 7 witnesses. Have mentioned that Yusuf عليه السلام is innocent. First, Yusuf himself, what did he say? قال هي. He said what? هي. She is the one who seduced me. قال هي راودتني عن نفسي. And later on he made that overwhelming statement. He said, what? قال رب السجن أحب إلي. Jail is a lot better for me than what the women are asking me to do. طب what about the other party, the wife of Al-Aziz? Huh? When she later on was sitting with the women of the town, نسوة المدينة, after they started uttering all these rumors about her, which are authentic. يعني they said امرأة العزيز تراود فتاها عن نفسه. يعني look at the wife of العزيز, she is seducing her slave. So she wanted to show them who is that slave, what kind of a person he is. And they ended up what? Cutting their hands, and they said, this is an angel, this cannot be a human being. And she said, what? قالت, huh? Huh? فذلكن الذي لمتنني فيه ولقد راودته عن نفسه فاستعصم. This is the one whom you blamed me for. And by the way, I seduced him, and he said no. Later on, when the king asked the women, قال ما خطبكن إذ راودتن يوسف عن نفسه قلنا حاشا لله ما علمنا عليه من سوء, قالت امرأة العزيز الآن حصحص الحق أنا راودته عن نفسي. The wife of Al-Aziz says, now the truth will come out, I am the one who seduced him. ذلك ليعلم أني لم أخنه بالغيب وأن الله لا يهدي كيد الخائنين. A lot of the people, actually, they say this statement is the statement made by Yusuf. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. That statement is the statement of the wife of Al-Aziz. It cannot be the statement of Yusuf. It cannot be. Because, I mean, if I'm asking you, did you commit adultery? And then you come say, nobody's perfect. So what does this mean? What does that mean? You accepted it. فما ينفع. يعني سياق الجملة, يعني in the books of tafsir, we'll find out that the people say, this is Yusuf. Yusuf is the one that says, I'm not gonna say I'm innocent because my nafs is what? Inclined to evil. لا, هذا من قول امرأة العزيز. لسه بتتكلم هي. She's still speaking. It doesn't make any sense that you attribute this to Yusuf عليه السلام. العزيز, when he arrived in the scene, he basically got the advice of his relative, the witness, and he said, if the shirt is torn from the front, then he is guilty, she is innocent, and if the shirt is torn from the back, then he is innocent and she is guilty. فَلَمَّا رَأَى قَمِيصَهُ. He is right away spotted his shirt being torn from where? Because when he ran away from her, she grabbed him and she tore his shirt. قال ذلك من كيدكن إن كيدكن عظيم. And he said, what? يوسف أعرض عن هذا. يعني stop. ولا كلمة. Huh? Let's keep this between us, okay? عيب أنا العزيز. And then he said, what to her? واستغفري. Ask for forgiveness. إنك كنت من الخاطئين. طيب الشاهد, we mentioned الشاهد, the witness, he said, what if the shirt is just what I quoted? The women, they said, حاشا لله ما علمنا عليه من سوء. طيب, you know what? الشيطان witness to this. الشيطان offered a testimony. How? At the beginning of time, الشيطان said, what? قال, الشيطان said to Allah, what? Satan said to Allah, what? قال فبعزتك, by your glory, O Allah, لأغوينهم, I will misguide all the human beings, أجمعين, إلا, except what? عبادك منهم المخلصين, except the sincere of them. طب, what did Allah say? كذلك لنصرف عنه السوء, and thus we avail him, we protect him, we avert away from him that crime because of what? إنه من عبادنا الإيه؟ He is one of our sincere servants. ورب العالمين وهو خير الشاهدين. He said, كذلك لنصرف عنه السوء والفحشاء إنه من عبادنا المخلصين. So did we explain that? Do you understand now that Yusuf did not sit and all that stuff? It's as simple as that. As simple as that. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَنْ رَآ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. Had he not seen the proof of his Lord. What proof now? What was the proof? يعني أحيانا يأتي في تفسير القرآن أناس يعني like I said, he saw his father doing this and Jibreel actually came down to him and he said, Ya Yusuf, you're written as a prophet and now you're doing the deed of the foolish. Huh? يعني هذا كلام يعني برهان anything that reminds you with what? With Allah. يعني هذا الرجل, this man who loved his cousin and he wanted to have intercourse with her unlawfully, she is married, what did she say to him? What? اتق الله. برهان. Fear Allah. برهان. Right. Anything that can brings back what? Your consciousness of Allah. Because I want to tell you something. Any time that you disobey Allah, you're ignorant. You're ignorant. And that applies to me, by the way. We are ignorant. I should say we... Anytime that we disobey, we are ignorant. You're ignorant of Allah. Because Allah sees you. وَذَيْكَ قُلْ لَا يَزْنِ الزَّانِي حِينَ يَزْنِي وَهُوَ. When you commit adultery, you're not a believer. وَالْعِلْمُ وَالْإِيمَانِ إِيه؟ Pairs. العلم. Because you become ignorant of what? Of the attribute of Allah, the seer. You think that if you go inside the room and lock the door and Allah is not going to see you? La, He sees you. But you're ignorant when you're committing the sin. Ignorant. I don't want to say that the scholars, they do not disobey. La, the scholars, also the scholars, when they disobey Allah, what? They are what? Ignorant at the time of what? Disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You wanted a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that shows you, even the prophets, they need help. What about me and you? To stay away from the haram. يعني هذا الدعاء الذي كان يدعو به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل يوم تقريبا. ها؟ يا مقلب القلوب. Oh, the one who changed hearts. ثبت قلبي على دينك. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Make my heart steady on what? Firm in what? Your deen. أم سلمة تقول يا رسول الله أو تتقلب القلوب. Do hearts change? قال يا أم سلمة. He said, يا أم سلمة. يا أم سلمة رضي الله عنها أم المؤمنين. That the hearts are between two fingers of Allah. He rotates them. And subhanAllah, you're sitting in a lecture like this. And your heart is what? Hearing what Allah said, the messenger said. Your heart is what? Just get out of here. Get out of here and just see something haram. And look at it. The heart what? As if you're what? As if you did not sit here for an hour. Just go and open the TV, turn the TV on and get into a channel right away. Because your heart is what? Flips. So whatever you expose your heart to, that's how your heart is going to be. Because the heart what? إِنَّمَا سُمِّيَ الْقَلْبُ قَلْبًا لِكَثْرَةِ تَقَلُّبِ. That's why the word heart, by the way, heart, قلب in Arabic, derives from what? Rotating. The heart rotates. فحتى الأنبياء والرسل يعني سبحان الله, الله سبحانه وتعالى addressed the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in سورة الإسراء, وَإِنْ كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ عَنِ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ لِتَفْتَرِيَ عَلَيْنَا غَيْرَ وَإِذَا لَاتَّخَذُوكَ خَلِيلًا. And they are about, O Muhammad, they are about to what? To expose you to fitna so you can get them another Quran than our revelation in order to be your bodies. اللي هو إيه يعني, they come and ask the sheikh for a fatwa, and the sheikh tells you, gives them what they want. Okay, that's a good sheikh. Huh? That's a good sheikh. This sheikh is good. Because he's making everybody what? Happy. Huh? افتراء. شوف, تأتي الآية الثانية. ولولا أن ثبتناك. Has it been that we kept you what? Steadfast. لقد كدت تركن إليهم شيئا قليلا. هذا النبي يا إخوة, والله هذه الآية يعني هذه الآية, this verse, النبي الله يتحدث عن نبيه. You're about to do it, and has it been we kept you what? Steadfast. إذا لأذقناك ضعف الحياة وضعف الحياة وضعف الممات. And Allah talked to him about the punishment. فكلنا, all of us are indeed in need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm and steadfast in the path of Allah. And this is, by the way, the meaning of that supplication that you make 17 times a day in your salah. What? إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ المستقيم. If you think about it, you're guided, you're praying, you're guided, but you're asking for what? Keep me what? Keep me firm. Keep me firm so that I can attend what? The next salah. Don't you dare think if you're praying five times, it's because of you, akhi. Don't. Allah granted you this. If you're a follower of the sunnah, Allah granted you this. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when we hear the adhan, huh, the sunnah is Allahu Akbar, we say what? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, we say what? Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, we say what? Tab hayya ala salah, what do we say? What is the meaning of hayya ala salah? Huh? What? Hayy, fi'lu amr, bima'na, ta'al. Come to pray. Then the Prophet is telling you what? You better say what? La hawla wa la quwwata. O Allah, I will not, if I am left to myself, I will not be able to make it to the masjid. I want your might, I want your power to release me, to relieve me from the remote control so that I can go to the masjid. From myself. Oh Allah, help me against myself so I can go to the masjid. لا حول ولا إلا بالله. ده حتى أهل الجنة حينما يدخلون الجنة يقولون الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. طيب, يوسف عليه السلام qualified to receive the help from Allah. Allah helped him. Allah granted him steadfastness. What quality do you need to have for Allah to help you? Sincerity. شوف, كذلك. القرآن هذا يا إخوة يعني دماغ. كذلك لنصرف عنه السوء والفحشاء And thus we avert, we move away from him. All of this, سوء والفحشاء. Why? What is the criteria? إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا مُخْلِصِ. He's sincere. Sincerity. Sincerity with Allah is what will save you in the dunya and the akhirah. يعني سبحان الله يأتي يوم القيامة أقوام بأعمال أعمال deeds. The first meal for the hellfire from the Muslim ummah, from the Muslims, Hafiz, not Hafiz the name, Hafiz al-Quran, Hafiz al-Quran, alim, somebody like this, who sits like this, sits like and teaches, and the people are in front of him, numbers. Why did you do this? Oh, Ya Rab, علمت. I taught the people because I wanted to teach. كذبت. You're lying. You wanted the people to say that you're a scholar. You wanted the people to say about you, you're a knowledgeable person. You did not do this for me. كذبت. يعني سبحان الله يعني somebody who does all of this يعني is amazing, is scary. Abu Huraira, by the way, the narrator of this hadith, he used to faint before he narrates this hadith because he himself became what concerned that he is one of those people. You always have to, by the way, question yourself, because if you don't question yourself, there is something wrong with you. يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم told حذيفة the names of the hypocrites in Medina in their way back from the battle of Tabuk. عمر بن الخطاب, عمر. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said about him, if شيطان meets you in a road, يا عمر, he will take another road. إن يكن في أمتي محدثين فعمر, ملهمين فعمر, لو في نبي بعد عمر. يروح يقول له يا حذيفة أسألك بالله, I ask you by Allah, is my name in this list? عمر. ف what about me and you? Huh? The second person is a person who spent money. رجل جواد, منفق, every fundraising is giving. In the day of resurrection, Allah will ask him, I given you a lot of wealth, what did you do with it? Ya Rab, ما تركت طريقا للخير. I have never left a path, a road of goodness, but I placed money in it. كذبت. You're lying. You did this in order to be said about you that you're generous. وقد قيل. And the people said, خذوه إلى النار. يجر على وجهه إلى النار. He will be dragged on his face to the hellfire. That person. The third, يعني سبحان ربي, رجل مات في الحرب. A person who died in the battlefield. Died in the battlefield. في الجهاد. No, you did this in order for the people to say that you are a brave person. فالإخلاص هذا يعني your salvation. And by the way, you need to realize this, that all what you need to do is really one deed where you're sincere in that deed. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلْ وَاحِدْ بس. هو ده اللي حينجيك على فكرة. For your information. Because to be... لا يدخل, اعلموا انه لن يدخل احدكم الجنه. Your deeds does not give you jannah. You need to understand that. الجنه يا اخي is more expensive than your deeds. ده يكفيك. It's enough that you will see Allah in jannah. The people pay tickets $200-$500 to watch some Muxon and Jackson there? What about seeing Allah and the messengers in Jannah? Al-Jannah hadi priceless. لا تظن ان الجنه you go there because of your deeds. اعلموا انه لن يدخل احدكم الجنه بعمله. قالوا ولا انت يا رسول الله؟ قال ولا انا الا ان يتغمدني الله برحمته. You enter jannah because of the mercy of Allah, and you qualify for the mercy of Allah because of one deed. One deed that you do. One deed. يعني هذا ال لا حول ولا قوة إلا هذا الـ هذا الـ أبو موسى الأشعري when he was dying, his children around him, so he said to them, يا بني, my children, اذكروا صاحب الرغيف. Talk to me about the man of the loaves. The man of the loaves. قالوا يا أبانا, our father, who is صاحب الرغيف? Who is this man? And then he started narrating. هذه القصة في مصنف ابن أبي شيبة بسند صحيح. Authentic chain of narration. قال أعابد, somebody from Bani Israel worshipped Allah 24/7 for 60 years. 60 years. يعبد الله كده. ما يفعل شيء غير. He does not do anything but يعبد الله. 60 years. And every week he would take half a day off. He would go to the market to buy his provision for the rest of the week. One of these days after the 60 years, he's going to the market. He saw a woman. وقع عليها. Subhanallah. He spent with her 6 nights committing adultery. شوف من هذا الطهر عابد worshipping Allah to إيه المعصوم من عصمه الله. هذا هو هذه القضية. For your information, If you are in the path of righteousness and piety because Allah, this is the will of Allah for you. You need to rest your case. It's not because of you, because of Allah. So subhanallah, after the 6 nights, again his consciousness returned to him and he felt so guilty. So guilty. And he prescribed something very interesting on himself. He said, I will take a step, go down, prostrate, and say Astaghfirullah for that sin. And then he would stand up, take another step, goes in prostration, Astaghfirullah. Imagining doing this for a whole day. Towards the end of the day, he got so tired. And he saw a group of masakeen from a distance. He said, let me go and stand with these masakeen. What is the story of those masakeen? 12 miskeens, needy people. Every single day, a rich person comes and he delivers each one of them a loaf of bread. Their food. So he stood with them. So the rich person arrived, loaf, 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 loaf. He ended up with what? This monk, he ended up with what? He got a loaf. Of course, he didn't know that it was dark. But every day this person would bring only 12 loaves. So one of the masakeen did not what? Did not get his loaf. See, he went to the rich person and said, where's my loaf? I didn't get my loaf. I said, go. I gave it everybody. Go. And he left. Shuf. A dark, this monk took that loaf of bread and he said, Ya hada, oh so and so, this is your loaf. and he dies right away after this. Passes away. Passes, he dies. Shuf. Of course, this will happen in the day of resurrection, but Allah told us about it. They placed his 60 years of worship in the scale, and the 6 nights of adultery, the 6 nights of adultery outweighed the 60 years. He is to go to the hellfire. He worshipped Allah 60 years. Then that deed, the loaf, was placed in the scale. And the 6 nights of adultery in the other pan of the scale. That deed outweighed the 6 nights of adultery, and he went to Jannah because of that deed. What was the quality of that deed? It was done what? A dark sincerity. Sincere for Allah. Sincere. And sincerity saves you in the hereafter, saves you the dunya. In the dunya, if you're sincere, wallahi, subhanAllah, if you're sincere in this dunya, regardless of what they plot against you, Allah will save you. Allah will deliver you. Just be sincere with Allah. Be sincere. They can be plotting to do whatever they want to do to you. Your sincerity will spare you, will save you from any plot. The criteria that saved Yusuf alayhi salam was what? Sincerity. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sincerity for all of us. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So that benefit number 31, sincerity. Benefit number 32, we still have 3 more. Can we do it? 3 more, inshallah. Quickly, those are quick ones. What got the wife of Al-Aziz in this? This is an issue. What got her to think about adultery and seduction? What? Number one, no religion. Yani, in some of the accounts that we consider to be Israelites, that we do not believe it, nor be lied, that she write, before she asked Yusuf to come, she had an idol in her room. She brought a piece of cloth and she covered the idol, her god. She covered her god. Sayyidina Yusuf is asking, what are you doing? He said, well, I don't want my God to see me doing this. I mean, what kind of deen is that? Huh? That you can cover the God. Oh God, do not see me now, okay? Let me just... أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. في بعض الناس هكذا. يعني he could... My God is forgiving. وهو في أم المعاصي. God is forgiving. Allah will forgive. She lacked the deen. She lacked the deen. She lacked the belief. Add to this, she did not have anything that occupies her. Remember when Al-Aziz brought Yusuf from the market, he said, what? Akrimi mathwahu asa an yanfa'ana. When the woman does not, when your wife does not have anything that occupies her, I tell you, you need to be careful. You got to be very careful. يعني هناك مثل يقول إذا ذهبت البطالة إلى بلد قالت لها الرذيلة خذيني معك. If a person has a free time at their hand, the sin normally joins it, comes with it. That is why Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told you, تَزَوَّجُوا الْوَدُودَ Marry who? الْوَدُود الْإِيهِ الْوَلُود. You better marry a woman who is what? Who is going to give children. Because as soon as she gets the children, she's what? Changing the diaper, putting to sleep. She's what?
Busy. She's not thinking about love story and الفراغ العاطفي وال... That's a problem. That's a problem that when you have a free time. Add to this, she's what? She's a mistress. Add to this, الزوج مش تمام. يعني زوجها مش واضح. معلمه مش واضحة. يعني when he saw her in that figure, يوسف أعرض عن هذا واستغفري لذنبك. يا راجل ده شغل الرجال. استغفري لذنبك. Ask Allah for forgiveness. ده رد فعل الراجل يا راجل. ها ده انا لو ما كان وامسك ام العصايا واجر وراه في القصر. ها استغفري لذنبك. يعني الراجل برضه مش واضح. معلمه مش واضحه. يعني ف problem. ف يعني we need to occupy our wives, our daughters with learning about the deen and all of this. This is the ideal thing باذن الله تعالى. Benefit number 33, and pay attention to this. How long we still have before Asha? How long we still have before Asha? 10 minutes? MashaAllah. All right. 5 and 5. Let me divide them. Okay. But please hear me out with this one. Imra'atu al-Aziz, the wife of al-Aziz, she did what? Locked the doors. To keep this what? To keep it what? Huh? Secret. She did not want the people to know about it. Because she was afraid of what? Disgrace. فضيحة هذه. فضيحة. حتى عند غير المسلم. يعني كما as we explained, zina, adultery is something that the fitrah, your fitrah does not agree to. حتى non-Muslims, even the non-Muslims, they know it's bad. Adultery is bad. Zina is bad. She did not want the people to know about it. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraced her. Her husband got to know about it. الشاهد ده ايه؟ وقال نسوة. The الخبر, the news went to the women in town. The benefit that I'm trying to share with you here. First of all, I want to say this. سئل الإمام أحمد رحمه الله لماذا لا تفتخر بأصلك؟ Why don't you speak about your lineage, your family member, your family lineage? يعني الإمام أحمد له أصل كده. يعني you know what he said؟ فقال he said what؟ نحن قوم مساكين. We are مساكين. والله لولا ستر الله علينا لفضحنا. Has it been for Allah's veiling? والله يا إخوة, has it been for the veil that Allah is throwing in each one of us? We'll be disgusted with one another. يعني سبحان الله, you become so shocked to read this hadith, hadith al-Najwa, hadith Abdullah ibn Umar في الصحيحين, called the secret conversation that Allah will have with the believers. Allah will have with the believers secret conversation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call the believer next to him. وَيَضَعُ عَلَيْهِ كَنَفَ. And he will veil him from the rest of people. And he will speak to him in secret. أَتَذْكُرْ ذَنْبَ كَذَا يَوْمَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Do you remember the sin that you committed on this day at this time? I veiled you. I saw you. I did not disgrace you. You remember that sin? He said, Na'am, Ya Rab. The servant of Allah said, Na'am, Ya Rab. I remember. And Allah will ask him again, Atadhkur dhanba kada wa kada, yawma kada wa kada. You remember that other sin? You went inside the room and you shut all the windows and you locked the door. You remember that sin? Na'am, Ya Rab. Yes. Na'am. شوفوا احنا بنتكلم عن ايه؟ مؤمن. Believer. All of us don't even pretend. All of us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that servant of his will think that he will perish. He is doomed to ruin. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him with his mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala, سَتَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. I veiled you in the dunya. I did not disgrace you. وَالْيَوْمْ And today, أَغْفِرُهَا لَكْ I will forgive it for you. The benefit that I'm trying to get across to you here, don't underestimate Allah. If you are veiled with a certain sin and He's still veiling you, if you insist on that sin, you're underestimating Allah and He may disgrace you. He may make that sin known to the people. During the reign of Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, they caught a young boy stealing. وحد السرقة إيه؟ The law قطع اليد. A thief والسارق والسارقة فاقطعوا الآية. For the mother of the boy came running to Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O Commander of the Faithful, please, it's the first time. You know what Umar told her? Ya Amat Allah, O Servant of Allah, ما كان الله ليفضحه من أول مرة. Allah is not to get him caught from the first time. Ali ibn Abi Talib, upon hearing this, he rushed to the boy. أستحلفك بالله. I'm asking you by Allah, how many times did you steal before this time? He said, 21 times. He did not get caught. Allah veiled him. Allah veiled him. But he underestimated Allah. فلا تغتر بستر الله عليك. يعني ستر الله لا تغتر به. Don't underestimate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهذا المعنى هناك حديث. There is a hadith that is a lot of the scholars يعني من المتشابهات. شوف لعن الله السارق. Allah curses the thief. يسرق البيضة فتقطع يده. He steals an egg and he gets his hand cut. طب هذا الحديث. Look at this now. Egg. طب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا الحديث الصحيحين. حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. We have the other hadith في كتاب السنة للإمام المروزي رحمه الله. وهو من يعني أمثال الإمام أحمد. حديث عائشة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا قطع إلا في ربع دينار. There is a minimum, by the way, that you have to steal in order to get your hand cut, which is what? Quarter of what? Dinar. طب البيضة, the egg. I mean, with quarter of dinar, you can buy a basket of eggs. طب how do you put the two together? How? لا. شوف المعنى هنا. He stole an egg. And then he stole a chicken. And then he stole a hole. So he built what? That is what. لعن الله السارق يسرق البيضة فتقطع يده يده فتقطع يده ويسرق الحبل rope فتقطع يده. لا, he started with an egg, and then he ended, he kept what? Building up until he got caught. وهكذا. ف you as a Muslim, inshallah, you should not, if Allah is veiling you, if you are doing a sin and Allah has been veiling you, the wife of Al-Aziz, she kept seducing Yusuf over and over again. If she would have quitted, Allah would have veiled her. But Allah disgraced her because she underestimated Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last benefit, which is benefit 34, which is very interesting. Subhanallah, you recite the Quran. يعني هذا المشهد, this scene, if some of the corrupt Hollywood would turn it into a movie, huh? And they show it, they end up what? Arousing the viewers, causing temptation. شوف القرآن, this scene يا إخوة, this scene is talking about seduction, temptation. Have any of your desired moved? Have you? No. These directors and these movie makers, picture makers, they show us naked women and naked men. Huh? And then when you ask them, why are you doing this? We have teenagers watching this. Why are you doing this? Well, it's a reality. Well, this is a reality too. But how it was presented? In a decent way. In a good way. In a good way. Yeah, يعني you read the story of the pregnancy of Maryam. In Surah Maryam. About Jibreel coming and nothing moves. Nothing moves in you. يعني especially the Muslims. The Muslim directors and those who are into that field. اتقوا الله, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our youth. Don't add more temptation to يعني more fitna to the people. Help them towards decency, towards morality. With this, inshallah, we have concluded our 34th benefit from Surah Yusuf. بإذن الله تعالى, to be continued. Yeah, we got, can you get the camera going? جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك وأتوب إليك, والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.